For decades, pathologists have been looking at biopsies the same way. They put the tumor cells on a glass slide, stain them with a series of dyes, and determine if the tissue is cancerous. If they need a second opinion, they have to mail the glass slide. It can take weeks to get the results. But the FDA has now approved a digital microscope for use in primary cancer diagnosis. Ohio State's Associate Director of Neuropathology, Jose Otero, says the machine, using specialized software, brings to the table things that the human brain cannot, like looking at biomarkers.
So, for example, there are some drugs that if you express a particular marker in the majority of tumor cells, then that would be a trigger for an oncologist to treat. This is much more accurately done by a software algorithm on a digitized image than it is a human being eyeballing and saying, that looks like about 60% of the cells are positive, or this looks like it's 10% of the cells are positive.
Otero says what's really exciting is this technology brings objectivity and is more likely to lead to the right treatment.
The issue is when you come in needing to identify quantification, and a certain threshold of the expression is something that is needed for you to trigger a report that would then induce a medical intervention, right? That's really where I think this is the game changer.
Here's how it works. It scans the glass slides to make a virtual image. That is paired with associated clinical information to give doctors an integrated picture of the person's unique cancer. After that, pathologists can then perform additional diagnostics, including tests that aren't possible on traditional glass slides. The machine will scan the slide in a matter of minutes and be available to doctors anywhere, according to Ohio State's Director of Digital Pathology, Anil Perwani.
So if I have a rare cancer and I'm in Youngstown, Ohio, and I wanted a second opinion, today those glass slides have to be shipped, packaged, and sent to an expert for review. The pathologist then at the other side, and it can take days to weeks to get that diagnosis back. With this new technology, if we can instantaneously digitize that slide and share it with anyone in the world.
Parwani can also give the digital microscope directions to find certain cells and compare them. He says even though digital pathology has just been approved for use in the U.S., the Netherlands, Europe, and Singapore have all been using it for the last couple of years.
Once this initial phase of making glass slides is over and we have these machines widely deployed, we will exchange images as a standard way of exchanging patient pathology data. Right now, it's very manual and very cumbersome.
Imagine the benefits for patients in third world countries who can have doctors in the U.S. look at their tumor cells.
So there are some countries in the world where there is a shortage of pathologists. There are one or two pathologists for the entire country. So there are opportunities for these patients now to get the care that they need and create a digital pathology reference network for enabling this diagnosis to occur rapidly.
Potentially giving patients life-saving therapy sooner because unlike conventional slides, doctors can see these digital enhanced images, manipulate them, and interpret them with their own trained eye and computer algorithms.
And I think it's a wonderful thing it really is going to transform the way pathology is practiced.
Statistics show there are nearly 2 million people diagnosed with cancer every year in the U.S., but many people are misdiagnosed. Doctors hope this new technology will help reduce the number of false positives. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.